Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
I am super excited to bring you our week-long live from the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina strip series. Day 3, Jim.
Cheers, Jim.
Cheers.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just made a third stop where we ran into Jim from Ohio. Now, Jim originally told me that he's actually not from anywhere. He's outer worldly, okay? But we've had a really awesome conversation, and I think there's some things that Jim's learned in his life that he has to share with you. So there's a thunderstorm raging outside. We're on the 2nd Avenue Pier. All sides are open except for what they've recently shut down near us. And it is an amazing ocean storm going on. So, Jim, can you tell me, we talked briefly about a change that you had in your life, something that I find really interesting and that I think my listeners can learn from. Can you talk to us about that? And I know you were a CPA for more than 30 years.
Yes, more than 30 years. And about two and a half years ago, I went to the hospital for a very normal catheterization procedure. I had been having trouble. Maybe I should back up just a little bit. I love to travel, and I was getting to the point that I couldn't walk through airports to get from one connection to another without needing to stop and, you know, really catch my breath. And so I thought maybe that was a little bit of a problem. So I went to my doc, and he said, well, we need to get you in and get a heart cath, and we'll see what's going on. Well, they put me on the table for the heart cath, and the cardiologist didn't even finish the heart cath. He just pulled it, you know, pulled all the stuff off, and he said, we need to get you in the surgery, like, right now. And so before I knew it, I was getting prepped for surgery, and by the end of the day, I had a triple bypass. And during that time, I was about a week that I spent in the hospital doing recovery and that kind of thing. First of all, the procedure went very well. I had a fantastic team. Went to, can I say the name? Went to Ohio Health in actually Grant Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio. And all the nurses and all the doctors were just really fantastic. So I had a great recovery, and everything went just really, really well. But as I was recovering, I just realized that I still needed to do some living. I mean, the concept of death was something that I always conceptually knew about and read about, but it really wasn't something that I thought, for some reason, actually applied to me. And so it dawned on me that, yeah, I'm going to die. Not today or not tomorrow, but eventually I'm going to. So I need to do some living. So I continued the recovery. The recovery took, I don't know, 3 months or something like that, you know, at home with rehab and all that. And then I went back to my job, and I spent about 3 weeks there just winding things down, and I left. And now I just work in the yard. I have an acre where I do gardening and that sort of thing, mostly cut grass. Then I travel. I've been to Japan, I've been to the South Pacific, I've been to Australia, New Zealand, and just going to keep doing that, just keep having fun. And, of course, this week I'm in Myrtle Beach.
You know what I find really, really interesting and meaningful about what you said, Jim, is the fact that you had this great job, and you were really invested in it, and you did it for a really long period of time. And I know you also said that you've been married more than one time.
Yes, I have. I've been married twice. And divorced twice as well. I hope my wives aren't listening. Alimony checks are in the mail, I promise.
And I know that one of the things that you said was that you were missing out on life and you didn't realize that until you were faced with your own mortality. And I think that so many of my listeners are going through that daily grind every day and they're not taking that time to live their lives. And talking to you today was, you know, everybody thinks that there's nothing they have to add to a show like mine, but the reality is there's so many people driving to work right now who don't even realize that one day they are going to have negative feelings about their own mortality and say, what have I been doing? What have I been doing with my relationships as well?
There's not a whole lot that I can add to that except to agree to everything that you've said.
Well, what kind of advice would you give to anybody right now? If somebody could have given you advice how many years ago, what would they have said that would have affected you?
Oh, I think the advice would be to slow down, and it's probably a big cliche, but slow down and smell the roses.
How has your life changed? How has it changed for you? How is life different, your everyday different for you now?
Oh, I think it's different in that I get up every morning and I just enjoy every single second that I have. And if it's sunny outside, I enjoy that. If it's snowy, I enjoy that. But if it's too snowy, I get on a plane and go south because Ohio has really bad winters. Sorry, Ohio, but that's the truth. So I think the advice is to be as free as you can and just enjoy every single second that you have and enjoy those that are around you, because they're not going to be there forever.
You know, Jim, I know that you're a really private guy. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even tell me your name until I had the microphone in my hand.
My name?
And
good. She is really good. She got my name. I normally don't do that.
I'm honored by that privilege.
Well, thank you very much. I'm flattered that you have chosen me to interview, and I hope it works out to your advantage.
Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure meeting you and a pleasure speaking with you today.
And likewise with you.
So unlike the last two episodes where I left a formal reflection after my interviews, we happened to catch a candid conversation between Jim and my daughter, Mackenzie. Their conversation says more than any reflection I could ever possibly leave.
I just feel like it's so interesting that we didn't know you an hour ago, and like I feel like my life has changed just because I feel like there's so much around that I complain about, like the traffic and the rain and the snow and just the fact that life is so short, and I have a ton of people who I don't speak to right now for stupid reasons, and it just seems so frivolous. And it's funny that I didn't know you an hour ago, and I feel like what you have just said has really changed my perspective, and I thank you for that.
Just call those that you haven't called for a while for whatever reason and check in.
It's nice, and you have definitely impacted us today, and I really thank you for giving my mom a shot.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
For today's go-do, Jim gave us some pretty serious things to think about here, mainly about your mortality. So I would like you to allow yourself the time to sincerely consider your own mortality and then sincerely consider if life is meeting these priorities. If not, why not? If not, how can you make it so? Get on Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, get in our private group, and get talking about this. I'll be looking for you there. Remember, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.